107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It is my absolute pleasure to chat, and we'll have a great conversation. John Miller is here with Huron Waves Music Festival, and John, it is wonderful to see you, my friend. It's been so long since we've chatted face-to-face.
Jamie, I can't tell you how happy I am to be here. When I drove in and parked at the back and then came into the studio, it's bringing old times back, and there's a summer music poster on the wall, the very first poster. I remember that. Ted Glazewski designed that.
That's right.
It's great to be here with you and with all your listeners.
Oh, well, John, it's great to be chatting once again, because when you talk about John Miller, you know it's going to be connected with music and wonderful events like Huron Waves Music Festival that you're involved with.
Well, thank you, Jamie. Yeah, I guess most people expect me to talk about Stratford Summer Music, which, of course, begins on July 21st this year.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, in June, there's a new little festival called Huron Waves Music Festival. It's across the county line in Huron County, and they've asked me to help a little bit with them, so I've done that. And there are still three concerts, I think, to go, and I'd love to share the details of those with you.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a very special concert coming up this weekend.
Yes, on Sunday in Grand Bend, right on the main street, 25 Main. It's the place is called Grand Bend Place. And we're going to do a salute to Ukraine. But what makes this one unique is that we're going to have three young people from Ukraine who are, I want to say, stranded here with us in southwestern Ontario. They're students, young adults who are studying at college and university. They can't really go home. And they their stories are drastic stories to hear about what's happened to them. And then we're going to build, because it's a music festival, we're building the music around the bandura, which is the actual instrument of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
It's their national instrument. And we've got one of the world's greatest bandura players as the key man of music, with an ensemble behind him. But then what makes this so interesting is that we're going to link up with Ukraine.
Wow.
And Ukraine has a national bandurist who is the chief bandurist of the Ukrainian Armed Forces.
Okay.
And this chap, whose name is Taras, we're going to link with him in Ukraine. He's going to play there. I hope Victor Michelou will be playing here in Ontario. And I think it'll be a very moving moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with the proceeds of the concert, we're going to try to give some money to these students to help them while they're studying here with us in Ontario. 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon at Grand Bend Place.
Okay, that's, again, we've had music events happening for the month of June with the Huron Waves Music Festival. So that's coming up this weekend, but still more shows on the way.
Yes, so in addition to that, on Thursday of next week, we're doing a salute to First Nations music, and we're bringing a young chap who is a wonderful, almost like the successor to Ashley MacIsaac. He's a Mi'kmaq from Cape Breton Island. He's coming to the Dark Horse Winery, which is just south of Grand Bend.
Right.
Most people know that as the winery next to the Drayton Theater, the Grand Bend Playhouse. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring Morgan Tony. We're going to have Graham Green, our own Graham Green of Stratford, as the host of the program.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the featured performer is a wonderful Juno winner from Manitoba. His name is William Prince, a major emerging talent. William is just finishing a big tour of Europe. He flies in next Thursday morning. Then we have a car pick him up at Toronto Airport. We bring him to Grand Bend, and he does this concert for us next Thursday night.
So my gosh.
That's at 7:30 at the Dark Horse Estate Winery. And then we finish on Sunday the 26th with a wonderful young woman who is from Exeter. And she's now studying and playing in New York and in Toronto on the violin. So it's a violin and piano recital at Trivet Church in Exeter, and that's on Sunday the 26th at 3 o'clock. And then I'm going to collapse and have a little holiday and welcome Canada Day, even though I'm so disappointed the parade isn't going on the usual route.
Well, different route this year, but it's still a go, at least.
I understand that. I'm going to miss the parade by my house.
There you go. Well, we'll have to get you on Mornington Street there and give them a big wave. It's the Huron Waves Music Festival. And John, as you touched on, that's just a sample of the remaining concerts. It's been a big month. And just as you've mentioned, an international flavor, a county flavor. It sounds like a great festival.
Well, what's interesting too, Jamie, is that the people who are behind this, the board, all people from various parts of Huron County, have decided they don't want the festival in one location. They would like it to be set in its concerts and events all through the county.
Mm.
So I think there are about 12 different locations where, up to this point and continuing, we have had and will have the concerts all spread through it. Some of the concerts have been sound walks. They've been more events than concerts on the shores of Lake Huron to listen to silence, to listen to the waves, to hear the birds. Very interesting at 7 a.m. in the morning. We had a big salute to country icons of Canada led by Stompin' Tom Connor's band.
Mm.
And we've had the Queer Songbook Orchestra.
That was just yesterday.
That was last night, yes. A fantastic concert in St. Joseph at the Hessenland Winery, Schatz Winery. So we're trying to be diverse. We're trying to be geographically spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to recognize dynamic Canadian and international artists, all a part of Huron Waves Music Festival. HuronWavesMusicFestival.ca is the website where the tickets are available.
And still more shows coming up for the month of June. As they say, bringing music in spring to beautiful Huron County. Huron Waves Music Festival with John Miller. John, it's always been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And we'll have to have you back in to talk about your bench.
Oh, yes. All right. Yeah, whatever.
We'll have John Miller back in for sure.
Thanks,
John,
Jamie.
Pleasure to see you.